Auckland schools have recorded their fastest growth in 16 years, with mid-year figures showing the city had 4,113 more students than at the same time last year. Principals have told RNZ they are surprised by the increase because the pandemic has slowed immigration and reduced the number of foreign students in the city. Stephanie Thompson from Beechhaven School on the North Shore told our education correspondent John Gerritsen her school is experiencing sudden and rapid growth.
We were currently sitting in the last 18 months or so has been fairly rapid roll growth. We are over 100 students more than we would be normally at this time of the year. So it's been steady, steady incline in terms of our roll numbers.
So the pandemic's had made no difference at all to this growth?
For our area, there's a number of Kāinga Ora Housing New Zealand developments quite close to the school, and if anything, the pandemic has slowed the growth in that these developments haven't been completed yet. So in a way, that's given us a wee bit of breathing space to work with the ministry to get some property, because this term I've started a new classroom in our old dental clinic, so that's been fun.
So how big will you eventually grow to?
That's the million-dollar question, or it might be $3 million question, because when we had a demographics report completed by the ministry, we are already surpassing the 2023 predictions. And because the data is a little bit ropey in that the latest census wasn't particularly accurate, we're not entirely sure where we'll end up, and nobody seems to know how to do the mathematics around that.
You've got 100 more students this year than you would have at the same time last year. What are you thinking next year is going to be like?
I would say that there'll be at least another 100 students, and I am being very, very, very cautious. The thing that we need to be cognizant of come February is how many students we don't know about walk in through the door.
Are the classrooms coming? The ministry's providing relocatables? Or?
We do have two modular classrooms ear-tagged for next year. The demographics report we had completed is earmarked four for us, but we only have two coming at this point. They won't be here until term two. So I am hopeful the Kāinga Ora development will just be a little bit slower to come online, because if I get a rush, I literally don't have anywhere to put children. Short of putting up some marquees on the field, we're not too sure.
And that is Stephanie Thompson from Beechhaven School on the North Shore, speaking with our education correspondent.